tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Talk a little later on about this, Petey, but I tweeted out you might have had a boner there. The football beat basketball in the ratings.
It did.
It did. Isn't that crazy?
On Saturday.
It's not really crazy at all.
Well, it's not. And Bill Polian, who's one of, you might remember, he's a Colts GM.
Right.
And he's one of the founding guys with Dick Ebersol, who's the CBS Sports or NBC Sports kind of genius.
And was with the Bills when they were successful?
Correct, yes. Yeah. More notably, probably. He said, look, we know we got 100 million people on Super Bowl Sunday watching the Super Bowl.
That's a great line.
And the following week, they have nothing to watch.
Right.
If we can get 4% of them, we'll be a tremendous success. And they got about 3%.
Yeah.
And they couldn't be happier.
You're right.
What an obvious – I mean, like
– It is obvious.
It is. They just got to keep going. Now, I think NFL Network picked up the Sunday night game. That was not in the original
– Really?
Plans from everything I read on Friday. I think they saw the success Saturday and said, screw it. Let's
embrace it. It's going to be a minor league. Embrace it.
And I was curious if the NFL Network was going to cozy up to that.
It was supposed to just.
They seemed to like the idea.
Excuse me. It was supposed to just be CBS Sports Network. And then, but it was flexible. They didn't know what they're going to do the rest of the season. Looks like they might end up on NFL Network now, too.
Oh, that'll help. That'll help.
Because CBS Sports Network's a little harder to find for some reason.
Yeah, I like it because this gives guys who went to Arizona State a chance to play football for,
Todd was excited.
For
Arizona.
Todd was excited. He finally saw some of his boys playing on Sunday.
Yeah, the starting quarterback for the San Diego Fleet was from Arizona State until he threw about 4 interceptions. And then they sat him down.
And he sucks. Great. You play to win the game,
yeah,
Todd.
He didn't make it to the fourth quarter.
You play to win the game.
Well, it's hard to beat that Mike Riley.
Yep.
Right. No, it's not. Did you see the quarterback get jacked up on Saturday?
Was that Mike Berkovici? That was the Arizona State guy. Yeah, who got blindsided and his helmet came
it
off and the
like
ball.
Any,
and Puss said there was no penalty either, right?
No. It looked like any given Sunday.
Good.
I mean, it was like.
Good. I don't even know if they would have called that in the NFL.
Because man, the way his helmet.
Because it was a pretty clean hit.
Yeah, I would think just because you hit somebody hard, if it's clean, it shouldn't be called.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But sometimes refs call because it looks hard. Oh, my God, somebody got hurt.
But he had just gotten rid of the ball, and, you know, the defender was coming full speed. Blasted him.
And I never played football, but I every Sunday you watch, and I look at guys and go, why would you not want to have your helmet tightened up just a little bit?
Who had a helmet tightened up?
This quarterback.
Really?
I mean, his helmet flew 20 feet. And you see guys, they'll just grab it and pick it up and just and it's like
yeah,
it's not
was,
even hardly
yeah,
strapped
I never
on.
Got that either. I remember putting my helmet on. Granted, I know I got a big head. Shut up. But the fact is, you wanted that thing tight.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it's what she said.
Or he said, whatever. That's
what he said.
Well, you'll see guys lining up for a play and they got, you know, their chin straps unbuckled.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Why would you not want that thing secure?
Maybe they're different.
I'm
I don't know.
Sure you can have that
sometimes
thing
it can fly off.
Cinched up.
That's true.
And if somebody hits the sweet spot, it's gonna go flying no matter what.
There's a lot of inertia involved in those hits.
Oh, yeah.
So,
maybe.
Know, like,
that's NFL quality hits. You're right.
But you'll see guys lose their helmet and the chin strap's not even unbuckled.
I know.
And they'll just pull it back on. And
I guess you get jacked that hard from somebody that big.
Hey.
There you go.
That's what she said.
What are we talking
that's
about?
That's what she said. Well, whatever. Sex. We're not even talking football now. We're just talking sex. All right. Little sports with Petey coming up.
Looks good, and you can bet those games. And
oh, really?
Everybody's saying just bet the over until Vegas figures it out.
Oh, okay. Because
you can't blitz necessarily.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of favors set up for the offense. Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't think the over would have won the game I was watching.
Was that one of those Saturday games?
Yeah, the ones I saw were very
high scoring.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of field goals.
Should be a blitz, man. Right.
Well, only out of certain packages. Like,
got it.
A Pro Bowl package.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Football, though.
Yeah, that's right. I'll watch it this weekend.
Yeah, and it wasn't sloppy football.
Wasn't terrible.
No. I thought there'd be a lot more penalties. Like at the beginning of preseason, it's kind of sloppy, a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
Was not the case here.
Yeah.
I think they did one practice game, against some other team.
Like a full dress rehearsal?
Yeah, before they opened the season on Saturday.
They said 80% of those people been in the league. But I didn't recognize too many of their names.
Really? Okay.
Like, for example.
I know, with Arizona State.
The Arizona State guy. He held a clipboard for the Chargers for a season.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of those guys had been on an NFL roster and probably hadn't taken a snap.
Right.
Play to win the game.
Or to practice.
Good enough to get signed or drafted.
Practice every week.
Mr. Evans, Sarah Colonna later this week. Speaking of out of work football players, her husband's going to be with her, right?
Yeah. John Ryan.
Sure. Need a segue there.
That's harsh.
I did tune in.
He made a lot of money over a lot of years, man. He's fine.
I did tune into Shameless last night just to see if I could.
I gotta watch
it. And I did see a scene with her.
I'm going to watch it today. I DVR'd that.
Tina Louise is 85 today.
Tina. That's, of course,
Ginger.
Gilligan's Island. 85.
Gilligan's Island. Yeah.
Which island?
What'd she look like?
I'm sure she looks exactly the same way she did in the early 60s.
Probably not. But would you crack that now? Actually, you would probably crack that. That's probably the wrong term.
Yeah. That really is the wrong term.
Yeah, I mean it that way. I got audio of that. You want to hear it?
No, I honestly don't want to hear it.
She's got to look really old, man.
A little bit, yeah.
85. Okay. I haven't seen her in a long time. Because I remember when she was like in her mid-60s, she was still pretty, she was pulling it, you know. But 85 is tough on anybody. Nobody looks great at 85.
Yeah, she's not an exception.
Okay.
You know who has aged pretty well?
How did Ginger? I mean, how did Ginger and what's the other one?
Marianne.
Yeah, Marianne's probably the same age, I'm sure. Maybe a little younger.
Wells. Yeah, Dawn Wells.
She's got to look a little better.
Yeah, she got busted for riding around with some weed in her car a few years ago. It may not have been her.
She smokes weed. Our governor never did. Nerd.
Oh, man. Now, I'm sure you've seen the pictures, Craig. In fact, plus you should put up a before and after. Lorena Bobbitt. Lorena Bobbitt aged pretty well.
She's not 85.
Well, she's about 60. And
is she?
And blonde.
There's no way Lorena Bobbitt. The one to cut this wiener off.
Yeah, I think she's close to 60.
That guy was on. That guy was just on Dr. Oz. He looked like he was 45, maybe 50, the most.
Oh, well, maybe she's a little younger.
Yeah, yeah. Because he was just on Dr. Oz. Believe it or not, Dr. Oz had the. Bobbitt on. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? To talk about what?
Well, I get, what is it, the 25th anniversary?
That was it. Yeah, that was it.
She's 48.
Yeah.
Okay. Close to 50.
But still crazy. She cut a wiener off. She'll cut another one. Once they do it, they'll do it again.
Yeah, but you take your chances. One time.
I wouldn't sleep there. I wouldn't sleep there.
No. You no. No kidding. You have an Uber standing by.
Get out. Boy, that went sideways. What's Dawn Wells look like? She's old too, right?
Yeah, I will say she doesn't look as bad as Tina Louise.
Who's left? Professor still kicking?
No.
He died, right? Gilligan's dead. Everybody's dead. Is it just the girls?
Not Dawn, yeah.
And Dawn Wells and Tina Louise are still alive.
I think that's it.
From Gilligan's Island, yeah.
Mrs. Howell's still alive.
No.
No, she's not.
No,
she's probably died in 78.
Jim Backus is long dead.
Yeah. Yeah, the skipper's. Oh, yeah, the old man.
91.
Who is?
No, Mrs. Howell died in 91.
Okay, all right.
At the age of 91.
91, right.
She was born in Ott.
she was. Holy crap.
Ought. Insulin shots may become a thing of the past, they are saying.
Double zero. That's a great Letterman jacket, though. Ought. If you get a 00 Letterman jacket, that'd be cool.
I was 1 year away.
Yeah, you were. That's right. You were 99, right? Yeah, that's a cool one, too.
Researchers at MIT, lot of them.
I meant Letterman jackets in 1900, I think that's it.
Researchers have designed an insulin pill for those who suffer from the type 2 diabetes. It's a blueberry-sized pill that is actually a small machine. It contains a biodegradable needle with an insulin tip that is made to shoot into the stomach wall when it evaporates after being swallowed. The pill has been successful in pig tests, but has yet to be tested with human subjects, but that's what they're working on.
What kind of tests you do on pigs there, Puss, in the farm?
No pigs, no farm. No tests.
There was a shot.
Is that like those edible thermometers? Apparently.
That's actually pretty nice, yeah. I'm sure, because I'm sure shooting yourself in the belly every day of your life, it's got to be tough.
Right. You'd much rather
a lot of people have to do that, too. Right?
Yeah, you'd rather have a blueberry shoot you in the belly while it's inside you.
Right.
Yep.
There's a lot going on in that sentence.
There is a lot. Yeah. Piece that together.
The Virginia governor, or some people call him the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, says that he's not going to resign.
God, the skit on SNL where Kenan Thompson is talking to just a bunch of staff of the government in Virginia about who didn't dress in blackface, and they all did it in the 80s, and they were just asked questions. Is there any audio of that? Because that actually is some audio.
We didn't get audio today.
Oh, damn it. How come?
Sometimes those things don't show up.
Okay, but basically, people stand. So, what is it okay if you're just going to a Halloween party as a black person? That's the joke. It's just over and over again.
No, my favorite,
what if you're dressing as a black person?
My favorite was Halsey when she yes. said, "What if you're half black? Oh, you're biracial? No, I went as both Michael Jacksons, half black and half."
No.
That's
it's
worse.
Never been okay, Kevin. And Keenan is so good in that skit. And they're all just trying to make variations. So what if you're just going as a black person? I just said, no, that's not true. You can't do that.
No, what the one was, what if you dressed up as your idol? Well, who was it? Al Jolson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? It's going to ruin Halloween. I read Facebook. People, you can't even dress in costume anymore. Yes, you can.
Yeah, you really can.
Aliens aren't going to bitch. What if an alien shows up and you dress like an alien? Well, you're a freaking idiot.
Now, I had the Grammys going in the background. I wasn't really paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Miley Cyrus has spent a little time in the tanning bed because there were two girls singing with
Was she orange like Trump or just like nice tan?
No, just brown.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And at first, I thought it was Alicia Keys.
Got it.
And then I looked a little closer and said, oh, no, that's Miley.
You can tan.
Yeah, she's got her... she's wearing a jacket thing.
Got it.
But with nothing underneath.
Oh, she always does that.
Tape down.
She's got small, nice boobs. Yeah.
And the other chick I didn't recognize, Maren Morris.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's
I know the name.
She's a pop singer.
I didn't watch any of that.
They were singing After the Gold Rush. I don't know what that had to do with Dolly, why they were singing a Neil Young song, but it sounded good.
Did Dolly write it?
That's odd.
Dolly wrote a lot of songs.
I think Neil Young wrote that song.
Yeah. Why would
they
sing After the Gold Rush? Wouldn't make any sense at all. No, Dolly Parton tribute.
It didn't.
There's got to be a reason for that. Let's Google that.
Hmm.
Yeah, but Black.
Oh, she recorded it years back.
Oh, did she?
And she won a Grammy for it.
Really?
Well, hold it. And bring in our favorite Dolly Parton. Because they did a bring in our favorite Dolly Parton cover.
Oh yeah,
bring it in.
No,
bring it in.
They didn't do this
when
one.
When
he says favorite,
bring it in. Our favorite.
When he says favorite,
Dolly Parton wrote a lot of great songs. But this is her best cover. She recorded this.
Yes, this was a glaring omission from the Grammy
we'll get into this.
Telecast last night. Why they didn't cover this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, her cover version of this song, right? He's got to dig for that.
Because they did 9 to 5.
Do I have it on the computer?
Jolene.
Yeah. I like Jolene.
I forget who she sang Jolene with. Might have been Katy Perry and Casey Musgraves.
I did. I always think he's the race car driver. I can't get over that name for some reason.
Casey Musgraves?
It's the Musgrave bit. I get it, yeah.
I think she's hot.
Yeah, she's a good-looking lady. I didn't even DVR the
She
Grammys.
Won Album of the Year.
Yeah.
I didn't even... And she had her With best...
With her country record.
Loretta Lynn going on. She had the big hair and the jumpsuit.
Here's our favorite Dolly Parton cover.
Yeah. Not featured. On last night's Grammy
They might have
telecast.
Took the Grammy away from her. They heard this. It's a lifetime achievement, right?
I think it was, yeah.
They just said, no, we just heard this. We're taking it away. And rightly so, they should have took it away. This was the worst idea, first of all, to even try this. Here you go.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And people yell at Greta Van Fleet.
Right.
If the stores are open,
yeah, at least Greta Van Fleet gets a close.
And now people are yelling at you.
Yeah, I know. Hey, it's Dolly Parton tribute. I wouldn't play this, but they had this omission.
And you know what? Greta Van Fleet would never do this song.
No, they wouldn't do it. That'd be too obvious.
A stairway to heaven.
Oh, Jesus. That's
Greta Van Fleet did win Best Rock Album, but they don't acknowledge rock on the Grammys.
I think we got... She does a six... I think the actual song's 714. This is 625, I think it says right here. Does that... We've never let the thing go the whole way. I think we have. The guitar part is more of a banjo. Doesn't it get into more of a banjo...
Yeah, when they start jamming.
You're looking at me like I've finished the song.
I know we have.
Never.
Just let it play like Michael Phelps bonger it.
Yeah, well, one of these days we'll get one of them fast-forwarding machines.
Good point. I will let it play like
or a Michael Vick dog.
Yeah, I'll let it play like the Michael Phelps bong rip.
Which yeah, is I'm curious what happens when they go up-tempo.
I think it's more of a banjo riffs. Like,
I hope so.
Yeah.
You got some guy blowing on the jug.
I don't think it should be great to right into Jimmy Page's, you know, guest star on this and did it.
Dolly Parton featuring Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page on the washboard.
All right. How we get into this, Craig? I forgot what we're talking about.
Last night, the Grammys. Somehow that came up.
Okay.
Oh, blackface and.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that the governor says he's not resigning.
I thought Miley Cyrus was a light-skinned black woman, briefly, until I looked closer and that's a tan Miley.
He should resign.
He talked to Gayle King. Yeah. He said he thought about resigning. The governor did. But he thinks that he can still make a meaningful difference as governor. He said that Virginia needs someone that can heal, and there's no better person to do that than...
The guy that did the crime.
No. Yeah, in order to heal the state of Virginia, you have to bring in a doctor like himself.
Oh, yeah, they're all doctors.
I saw part of the interview, yeah. I'm
he says he's a doctor. Yeah, he's here to heal.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He's got to quit.
Everybody says that in Virginia on both sides.
Right. No, I like that he's hanging in there because the other side would do the same thing.
They would. They would.
So, right now.
They would. And I saw that they did a poll of black voters in Virginia, and they want them to stay. And I think they want them to stay because they're afraid if a Republican gets in there, it'll be worse because they'll just get their voted against.
Yeah, because if everybody gets lopped off it's going to be a Republican.
So they'd rather have a guy that either will help them out socially and economically that was in blackface first.
Yeah, the governor says...
I think he should go.
The governor says, you know, that blackface photo is not of me. I did do blackface once, but not that one.
But why is it on his page?
He put it there.
I know.
Now, in a Washington Post school poll finds
that's only 2 minutes of that we played. That's just horrible. The background's horrible.
47% of Virginia residents say that the governor should step down. 47% of Virginia residents believe he should stay in office. I mean,
you know
that's right there. 6% don't have an opinion.
I don't live there. I think he should step down because the Democratic Party should not put up with that crap. But I don't live there, so I'm not gonna. I don't care at this point. But I'll say he should definitely go.
No, but do you think?
They would never go. They'd never step down. Never. That's why the indignation on the right. I can't believe Democrats are racist. Shut up.
Do you think Al Franken stepped down too early?
Yes.
I don't think he should have stepped down.
No, he shouldn't have. Hang on.
Oh, it's about to kick in, isn't it?
Does she kick in?
Surely.
Well, maybe.
That's a banjo, man.
Can't you feel it?
That's
can't you feel it building? The crescendo is building.
Yeah. If there's a muscle in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Why did somebody in the studio say, no, Dolly, no?
Who's
going to not do this?
Who's going to tell Dolly
obviously,
no?
Obviously, nobody
right?
could.
Yeah. Right. Well, maybe you're distracted when your ears are bleeding.
Maybe she was topless and everybody just wanted it to keep going.
Yeah, she was topless. She recorded it topless.
Finally, everybody's just like, yeah.
There it is. I told you it's banjo.
Here we go.
Corn makes me wonder.
Oh, God, this is so brutal.
Yeah. I'm glad we get to hear the rest of it, though.
Finally.
Yeah. I have gotten a few calls. There's lots of people contemplating voluntary car crashes. just to make it stop.
Don't hurt anybody else.
Don't right, hurt make anybody it a else. Single vehicle.
Yeah, no, just drive it off the road into the ditch.
If it's your, okay. If it's your own guy.
And did you know your stairway lies upon the whispering wind?
Oh, God.
You see her
I don't think it's 2 minutes left. Is there a guitar solo at all? There's no guitar solo. Is there a banjo solo coming up?
Again, I'd never finished the song.
Neither have we.
There
it is.
You can buy it, you can buy it.
Oh, no, she just starts singing in it.
Oh, no.
Somebody on the hotline want to bitch about this?
I would assume so.
All right.
Did you see her on CBS Sunday Morning?
I have a DVR.
Trying to play guitar with her foot-long fingernails.
There it is.
Oh, a fiddle.
Yeah, some fiddling in there, too. That's enough of that.
Oh, come on. We finally get to the part we've been waiting to hear
for
15 years.
I made a mistake of turning it off.
Start it over.
If I hit that button, everybody's going to fry.
Start it over.
Yep.
Damn it.
Joe America.
Start it over.
We're going to have to now.
Yeah, I might have to, yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
Howdy, boys.
Hey, man.
I know you'd like me to talk about politics, but I was calling about Dolly Parton.
Of course you were.
Good.
Here's the weird thing is, yes, that's really bad.
Yeah. Yes.
But when I was, my wife actually talked me into watching the Grammys last night.
Okay, all right.
And so they came out and all these women were trying to sing Dolly Parton songs.
Yeah.
And nobody could do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
They all sounded horrible. I'm thinking, well, God, Dolly's got a better voice than I thought. All the way up until this morning.
Did you notice, Joe, that they all tried to sound like Dolly? They weren't singing them. They weren't being themselves. They were trying to be Dolly.
And they couldn't do it. No. They could not do it.
Thank you, Joe. I got a text from Jim. It says, for God's sakes, play Blackout. Oh, that's funny.
Jim for the win.
All right, we need a break. I got to do this right here. Hit the wrong button. I just fire this button, everything will fire right off, right? I turned her off.
Sure.
All right. Be right back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.